Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives, and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. If you're enjoying the podcast, please follow us using your favorite podcast software. Our listener support and appreciation continues. You can become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters for as little as $2 per month. And I want to thank Kathy for becoming our latest Patreon supporter at the Seamus level of $4 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support. And whether you're supporting the show financially or not, please fill out our advertising survey at adsurvey.greatdetectives.net and just answer a few quick questions to help us find the best possible sponsor for the podcast. Check it out at adsurvey.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for this week's episode of Mr. Chameleon. The original air date, May 4th, 1949, and the title is The Case of Murder and the Attractive Shoplifter.
Next, Mr. Chameleon and The Case of Murder and the Attractive Shoplifter. Tonight, we again present the famous Mr. Chameleon of Central Headquarters in his most famous cases of crime and murder, brought to you by the makers of genuine Bayer aspirin. Mr. Chameleon, as you all know, is the famous and dreaded detective of Central Police Headquarters who frequently uses a disguise or impersonation to confuse the criminals he is tracking down. In tonight's case, he appears in a particularly clever disguise, which the audience will at all times recognize. Tonight, we give you Mr. Chameleon in The Case of Murder and the Attractive Shoplifter. Darkness is falling over the teeming city as office workers and late shoppers move quickly homeward. A pretty young girl hurries along the street, glancing neither right nor left. She holds her voluminous coat closely about her, walks past a few dimly lit shops, across the darkened alleyway, when suddenly...
Lady, can you help me?
What? Oh, what do you want?
Can you spare a dime for a cup of coffee?
Well, I...
Just a dime, lady. Just 10 cents.
Oh, all right. Just a minute. I think I should have a dime. Hear it. Oh! He stabbed me. Oh.
And a few minutes later, we hear the commissioner of police assigning the famous Mr. Chameleon to one of the strangest cases in his career.
I can't understand it, Chameleon. A girl murdered on a heavily used street. Hundreds of people passing, and yet nobody saw it happen.
Well, as a general rule, people are very unobserving. She was stabbed, I suppose.
Yes, how did you know?
A knife is swift and quiet. Deadly quiet.
Well, you better get there fast, Chameleon.
Right. Where's Detective Sergeant Dave Unruh?
I've already had a call put through. He's there waiting for you.
Good. Murdered on a crowded thoroughfare, and yet no witnesses. Oh, we'll find out. I'm on my way. Get these people out of the way, Dave.
Hold back, everybody. You too, mister. Okay, Mr. Chameleon, come on.
Is that the body over there, Dave?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's have a look at it. And tell the police officer to keep the crowd moving.
Oh, on your way, everybody. See. Hey, Jim, block it off around here.
Such a young girl, Dave. Now, here's her purse. You see if there's any identification while I look through her coat.
Sure, Mr. Chameleon. Gee, she sure was pretty.
Seems to be a big coat for such a small girl. Very full.
Hey, here's an identification card.
What's her name?
Doris Hobson.
Mm-hmm. Any address?
347 Upper Elm Street.
Dave. Here, look at this coat.
Huh? Well, I'll be...
It's lined with pockets on the inside, and they're full of perfume, stockings, powder box, and another purse. These things have all been stolen.
A shoplifter.
Right. I wonder, was Doris Hobson murdered because she was a shoplifter, or is there some deeper reason? Come on, Dave. Let's get over to the place where she lived. Are you the landlady?
We have no more rooms to let. We're full up.
I'm sorry to bother you, madam, but it's urgent. I'm Chameleon of Central Police Headquarters.
The police? Oh, heavens, what's happened?
It's about Doris Hobson. She's been murdered.
No. Oh, no. Jonas! Jonas, come down here this instant. Something awful's happened. Oh, come in, Mr. Chameleon, and the other gentleman, too.
Thank you. This is Detective Sergeant Arnold.
I'm Mrs. Rocker. Frieda Rocker. Mm-hmm. Me and my husband Jonas own this boarding house.
Oh, what is it, Frieda? It's right in the middle of finishing that story.
Oh, never mind the story now, Jonas. This is Mr. Chameleon of Central Headquarters, and this here's Detective Sergeant Arnold.
Mr. Rocker, we need your help.
Jonas, Doris Hobson's been murdered.
Murdered? Doris?
And there are some questions that need to be answered.
Yes, of course. Anything that we can do to help.
And while I'm doing that, I would like to have Detective Sergeant Arnold search Miss Hobson's room. Where is it, please?
Well, at the head of the stairs.
Is it locked?
Oh, no. We don't lock any of the doors around here.
Dave, go up and take a look around. You know what we're looking for.
Right, Mr. Chameleon.
Mr. Rockham, how long had Doris Hobson lived here?
Oh, must be almost 10 months.
Where'd she come from?
Virginia.
No, mm-hmm. It wasn't, Jonas. Don't you remember she said something about a little town outside of Pittsburgh? She was going to be a milliner, Mr. Chameleon. Mm-hmm. That's why she came here, the poor child.
You see, Mr. Chameleon, we have a lot of young folks here.
Oh?
Yes, we figure young people who come to the big city ought to get some kind of a break, so we rent rooms to them.
And don't charge them near enough. But Jonas thinks that's one way of doing our Christian duty.
Well, that's very kind. How well did you know Doris Hobson?
Oh, she was a real nice girl.
Then you are not aware of the fact that your boarder, Doris Hobson, was a shoplifter.
Shoplifter?
Why, I don't believe it.
Well, it's true. That's what Detective Sergeant Arnold is checking on right now.
Oh, Jonas, I told you we should have been more careful with these young people that never have any money.
Now, Frieda.
A shoplifter in my house.
These young boarders of yours, Mr. and Mrs. Rocker, do they use all of the rooms?
Oh, Frieda always lets them in the kitchen. Oh, they come and go just like it was their own home.
Mr. Chameleon.
Yes, Dave, what'd you find?
I don't get it. There's nothing in that room except a few clothes and personal articles. Nothing else.
There. Then Doris wasn't a shoplifter.
Apparently this girl was clever enough to keep her room clear of stolen goods, so undoubtedly she had some hiding place in the house.
Oh, no.
The house will have to be searched. Dave, will you start in the attic? Cover every room, every closet. Work your way down to the basement.
Oh, but you can't do that, Mr. Chameleon.
Huh?
Oh, there's no cellar in this house.
No cellar?
Oh, the entire first story. The living room, the dining room, the kitchen. Well, don't you see? They all have a solid concrete floor.
Solid concrete?
Why, so it is.
Whoever built this house must have been clear out of his mind, but there it is. Solid concrete and no cellar.
If you want to start looking in the attic now, Detective Sergeant Arnold, I'll be glad to show
you. Oh, there's
you.
Myron in the hall. Myron, come in here. Mr. Chameleon, this is another one of our boarders, Myron Page.
It looks as though Mr. Page has been buying out the grocery store.
What is it, Mrs. Rocker?
Oh, Myron, I hate to tell you this, knowing how much you thought of her. It's bad news. About Doris.
What's happened to her?
Just a minute, Mr. Page.
What's happened to Doris?
Doris Hobson has been murdered.
Doris? Murdered?
Oh, dear. His groceries all over the floor. Pick him up, Jonas.
I knew it. I knew it'd happen sometime.
You did, Myron? Why?
She's dead. Doris is dead.
Why did you know it would happen?
Leave me alone.
Now, that's Mr. Chameleon of the police, Myron. You better answer his question.
Myron, where were you during the last 2 hours?
I was buying groceries to cook my dinner.
For 2 hours? Where were you?
I stopped in the park. Just sat there.
Did you talk to anyone?
No.
All by yourself for 2 hours?
Yes.
Were you in love with Doris Hobson?
What's that got to do with it?
She was in love with him, too, Mr. Chameleon. And so was Miriam Ward.
Oh, really, Mrs. Rocker? Who is Miriam Ward?
Another one of our boarders.
Uh-huh. We fall into a triangle. Myron, where are you from?
Toledo, Ohio.
Got a job?
No, but I hope to get one.
Doing what?
In the antique furniture business. Mr. Chameleon, leave me alone, will you?
You still have not answered the major question. Why did you know Doris Hobson might be murdered?
I didn't know. It was a hunch.
I'm dealing with facts. Hunches don't enter murder cases.
Well, it was just that...
Yes?
She was out of a job, and it was something that Ida Zorn said.
Ida Zorn?
She lives here. Yes, it was she who said it.
Well, Myron, how can you say such a thing?
Why, that's not true at all. It makes it sound like Ida knew something about it, and she doesn't.
The idea, accusing that nice girl of murder.
Nobody has been accused of murder, Mrs. Rocker.
Myron Page, I think maybe you'd better find yourself a new place to live.
Frieda's right. Might give our boarding house a bad name, you being mixed up with a shoplifter.
That doesn't seem to surprise you, Myron, shoplifting. Oh,
Mr. Chameleon, what are you talking about?
Where did Doris Hobson hide the thing she stole?
I didn't know she stole anything.
Was it in this house?
No.
Did she have a secret hiding place away from here?
How should I know?
Were you a shoplifter, too?
No, I tell
you. Myron, you could have killed Doris Hobson yourself. Perhaps you were mixed up in the shoplifting racket. She double-crossed you, and you stabbed her to death.
No, leave me alone, Chameleon. Killing someone? It's wrong. Of course it's wrong. Doris.
Myron, what's the matter?
He's very ill, Mrs. Ronca. Dave, you get an ambulance quickly. He's very ill.
Home. They'll find out. I wouldn't kill him.
Use the phone in the hallway, Dave. This boy has to be taken to the hospital for observation. Criminal section. Do you understand?
Sure, Mr. Chameleon. Right away.
Myron, I want you to lie down on this sofa.
Oh, Myron, what is it? Can I help you?
Well, this may have been too great a shock, or he may be pretending. Mrs. Ronca, I must talk to Ida Zorn and that girl, Miriam Ward, the one who's in love with him.
Well, they're both upstairs.
You call them, please?
Oh, dear. Ida! Miriam! Come downstairs, both of you, and hurry!
I'd like to talk to the girls alone. Do these doors to the hallway close?
Oh, yes.
Oh. There they are, coming down the stairs. Will you two girls wait in the hallway, please?
What's going on down here?
Is anything wrong?
Which one of you is Ida Zorn?
I am.
I'm Chameleon of Central Police Headquarters. I've got bad news for both of you. Doris Hobson has been murdered.
When did it happen? How?
You are Miriam Ward?
Yes.
My first question is for Miss Zorn. Myron Page says that you thought Doris Hobson might be murdered. Is that true?
Why, yes. No, I mean...
Of course she never thought that, Mr. Chameleon. How could she?
My question is to Miss Zorn.
Mr. Chameleon, Doris has lived here as long as I have, and well, she was...
Doris and Ida were particularly good friends. This is quite a shock to her, Mr. Chameleon.
And not so much to you, Miriam,
I didn't say that. I just didn't know Doris that well.
Then suppose you let Ida continue. What were you going to say, Ida?
It wasn't anything.
Go ahead, Ida. Tell him how you came here, how you're looking for a job.
Yes, that's
I
true.
I would like to talk to Ida alone. Miriam, will you please go into the living room with the others?
Yes, of course.
Ida, I understand how you feel. But can you tell me anything that might help find the person who murdered your friend, Doris Hobson?
No.
Or did you know any of her friends? Ida, I can't impress on you strongly enough the importance of telling me exactly what you know.
I can't tell anything more than that.
Ida, your friend has been cruelly murdered. Somewhere in this city, a murderer is walking around free. Free to strike again. Now, something you may know wittingly or unwittingly may help me find that person.
But I don't know anything more. Believe me.
I'm going back to police headquarters now. If you want to help, call me there. Chameleon speaking.
Mr. Chameleon. This is Frieda Rocker.
Mrs. Rocker, what's wrong?
Oh, it's awful. Oh, please come right away.
Well, what's happened?
Ida. Ida Zorn. She's been killed. Stabbed.
Ida Zorn? Stabbed to death?
Yes, and I'm so frightened. Something terrible is happening in this
Ida house. Zorn killed? I'll be there right away.
Mr. Chameleon and the case of the attractive shoplifter continues in just a moment. When you have an ordinary headache, fast relief is important. But even more important is gentle, dependable relief. And that's why it will pay you to always use genuine Bayer aspirin. For Bayer aspirin is one thing you can take with complete confidence. No other pain reliever can match Bayer aspirin's record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect. Yes, for the two most important kinds of relief, always use genuine Bayer aspirin. Because it's actually ready to go to work in 2 seconds, it will bring you the fast relief you want. And because it's reliable, you can take it sure in the knowledge that it will bring you the gentle relief that's important to your health. So whenever you're in pain, don't experiment with drugs that have not stood the test of time. Instead, use something that millions know from experience is completely dependable, genuine Bayer aspirin. When you buy, ask for it by its full name, Bayer aspirin, not just for aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. And now back to Mr. Chameleon and the case of murder and the attractive shoplifter. The brutal stabbing of Doris Hobson, the shoplifter, followed by a similar murder of Ida Zorn, has brought chaos to the boarding house owned by Mr. and Mrs. Rocker, where both girls lived. Now Mr. Chameleon stands in the living room as the others look anxiously toward him.
Mr. Rocker, you mean to tell me that Ida Zorn was stabbed to death in the early evening in a house full of people, and none of you heard or saw a thing?
Well, she was in her room, Mr. Chameleon. I was in the kitchen with my wife, Frida.
Mr. Chameleon, we've got to have some kind of protection in this house.
Oh, now, Frida, I'm here.
Oh, Jonas, you've always got your nose in a book.
Miriam?
What?
What was Ida Zorn trying to tell me before she was killed?
I don't know.
You seem very anxious to keep her from talking. Was it about you and Myron Page?
No. Oh, no.
Was she going to tell me that you were in love with him and he preferred Doris to you?
That's not true.
That you hated Doris Hobson and would have been glad to see her dead?
I don't know what she was going to tell you.
Mr. Chameleon.
Hmm?
Here's something I found in Ida Zorn's room.
Oh, let me see it, Dave. Coat, eh? Dave, look. It's identical.
Yes, sir. Exactly like the one Doris Hobson wore. Full of pockets on the inside lining.
Then Ida Zorn was a shoplifter, too.
It sure looks that way. Well, by the way, I called headquarters and the report on Myron Page has come through.
And?
It's no good. The doctors don't know when he'll come out of it, or when he can talk with any sense. Completely insane.
The only person who could help when he's out of the picture completely. Somewhere in this city, there is a person who witnessed Doris Hobson's murder. And I've got to find that person, Dave.
Yeah, but how, Mr. Chameleon?
I have an idea, Dave. There is a way. I just hope that it works. I am going to broadcast a reward on the radio for any witness of the murder.
A short while later, Mr. Chameleon and Detective Sergeant Arnold return to Central Headquarters. Quickly, Mr. Chameleon walks to the radio on his desk and turns it on.
The only way, Dave. If the right person happens to be listening to the radio and if they're willing to talk. Well, we'll see.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important announcement from Mr. Chameleon of Central Police Headquarters.
There it is, Mr. Chameleon, your announcement.
Mm-hmm. Early this evening, a vicious murder was committed. A young woman was stabbed to death as she walked along North Street between 9th and 10th Avenues. Anyone who may have seen anything suspicious, please contact Mr. Chameleon of Central Police Headquarters. There is a $500 reward for information leading to the capture of the murderer.
That's it, Dave. I don't know if it'll work. People get scared. They don't want to get mixed up in anything like murder.
Maybe that's your answer.
Chameleon speaking.
Mr. Chameleon, listen closely. I can't talk long because my boss is around. I'm in a hat shop close to the alleyway where the murder of Doris Hobson took place.
Yeah, go on.
Just before the murder, I noticed a young girl walking by. A peddler, a panhandler, stopped her, but that's all I saw.
What did he look like?
Medium height, sort of stooped, though. He looked like he had graying hair. I've got to go now.
Now, wait a minute. What is your name?
Jane Burroughs. My boss is coming.
Hello. Hello. Dave, get over to North Street and locate Jane Burroughs. Commissioner, what are you doing here at this hour?
You're not the only one who works around Central Headquarters, Chameleon. I've got a story, I'm sure, ties into that shoplifting case.
Well, let's have it.
Well, some young boy was supposed to be buying his girl a diamond engagement ring, then tried to walk off with the whole tray.
What?
He was caught by the jeweler, started running for it. The police tried to get him to stop and then had to shoot.
Who was he?
No identification, but when he was asked who he was and where he came from, all he could say was, "The house without a basement."
The house without a basement. Now we're really getting somewhere. Dave, find that girl who just telephoned to bring her here.
Yes, sir.
And Dave.
Yes, Mr. Chameleon?
Call the Rockers. Tell them to get down here to Central Headquarters right away. It's important. And so, Mrs. Rocker, it looks as though your boarding house is being used as headquarters by a gang of shoplifters and thieves.
That's just the most awful thing I ever heard.
I just can't imagine it, Mr. Chameleon.
Jonas, we're going to have to change. We'll give up all our boarders and get a whole new lot.
That is a sound and very sensible idea, Mrs. Rocker. Well, then it's settled. I would suggest that you put a new sign in the window. Vacancy for people with references only.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chameleon. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Oh,
excuse me.
Detective Sergeant Arnold, in a rush?
Hello, Mrs. Rocker. Mr. Rocker?
We were just leaving. Good night.
But, Dave, I thought you were going to bring her with you.
Bring who with me? There's no such girl at the hat shop. I never heard of a Jane Burroughs.
Why did she give a false name and address on the phone?
Maybe none of it's true.
No, Dave. But, nevertheless, that woman had a good reason for calling. Either she is the guilty person, being clever enough to throw a false trail, or else she actually knows who the killer is and is afraid he may know that she saw him.
Well, that puts her in a tough spot.
Very tough. Her life is in danger, if that is true. Well, the only thing that I'm sure of is there's a crime ring operating in that house without a basement. I'm going to get in there and see what happens.
You mean a new disguise, Mr. Chameleon?
Right. And this time, what would you think of a substantial middle-class Englishman?
Yes, what would you say to that, old boy? And my name will be Thomas A. Saunders.
And so, early the following evening, a new boarder presents himself at the Rocker boarding house as Mr. Chameleon, complete with the best English tweeds and English accent, smiles at Mrs. Rocker and Detective Sergeant Arnold as he says,
"My name is Saunders, and I am looking for a room."
"Well, Mr. Saunders, you said your name was?"
"Right. Thomas A. Saunders. I am most anxious to find a room, and this house seems exceptionally pleasant."
"And what is your occupation, Mr. Saunders?"
"I am the American representative of a British banking house. I must say you are thorough. Here are the references that your sign outside mentions, Mrs. Rocker."
"Oh, thank you, Mr. Saunders. That's just fine. Detective Sergeant Arnold, could I see you a minute in the hallway?"
"Oh, yes, certainly. Excuse us, Mr. Saunders."
"Yes, yes, of course."
"Well, what do you think? Look at this letter, engraved letterhead. I think he's real nice."
"He's okay, Mrs. Rocker. Go ahead and take him in. I've got to leave now and get back to Central Headquarters to see Mr. Chameleon. I'll see you later."
"Oh, Mr. Saunders, I'll show you to your room. It's just upstairs."
"Very well. Charming house you have here, Mrs. Rocker."
"You're the first real English boarder I've ever had. I suppose you'll be wanting tea, won't you? Well, here we are."
"Splendid. Excellent taste."
"Oh, there's Miriam Ward, one of our boarders. Oh, Miriam, come over here, dear, and meet our new tenant."
"A new tenant?"
"This is Mr. Saunders. He's with British Banking."
"You're the new tenant?"
"Delighted, Miss Ward."
"Well, I'd better start dinner. If you want anything, Mr. Saunders, just call me."
"I hope you'll be happy in your new home, Mr. Saunders."
"Miss Ward."
"Yes?"
"You seemed rather surprised that I should be a boarder here."
"I am, Mr. Saunders."
"Well, why?"
"I surprise easily, I guess."
"You been there long?"
"Might say it's been years. Might even say it's been a couple of centuries."
"Miss Ward, but is there anything wrong? What I mean is..."
"What do you want here?"
"Nothing, my dear, except a place to live."
"If you're playing stooge, Mr. Saunders, you've come to the wrong person. I suggest you go into your room and leave me alone."
For a moment, Mr. Chameleon gazes at the door behind which Miriam Ward has disappeared, then quietly closes his own door. There is nothing to do but wait. Wait for the concealing darkness. house is quiet. The stillness of night settles like a sigh as Mr. Chameleon cautiously opens his door. Soundlessly, he creeps down the stairs and out the front door. Then, across the stubby grass and around the back. Suddenly, he stops.
The garage. It's strange. No car, but a fairly new garage. Well, let's see what's inside. No car. Nothing but a skeleton building. Why? There must be some reason for... And there is. A trap door.
So, that's it.
Oh, a match. I should have it. Oh, yes. Well, I'll be. A tunnel. A house with a concrete floor, a new garage, and now a tunnel. This tunnel should lead directly to a door. And that's where they are.
It must be open.
Mr. Saunders! How did you get in here?
Not Saunders, Mrs. Rocker, but Chameleon.
Frieda, it's Mr. Chameleon.
So this is where you hide all your stolen loot.
Don't move. I'm as handy with this gun as I am at cleaning house.
Easy for you to talk now, isn't it, Frieda? It was probably just as simple for you to terrorize those youngsters that live here, to force them into shoplifting, because they were broke, they had no jobs, didn't know where their next meal was coming from.
Listen to him, Jonas. The brilliant chameleon. Sure, we did that. What about it?
Jonas, you were the panhandler who murdered Doris Hobson. It was your knife that stabbed Ida Zorn.
Well, he's real smart, isn't he, Frieda? You know anything about concrete, Chameleon? We do. We've even got a concrete mix right here.
And when we seal up that hole in the wall with concrete, well, who's to know? I can see the papers now. Chameleon disappears.
You two are the worst examples of the human race I have seen in many a year. Thievery and murder running through your veins like a poison. And you, Frieda...
Keep away from me!
...pretending to be so sympathetic to the needs of the young people, trying to...
Let go! Jonas, get the gun!
I got him, Mr. Chameleon. I got him.
Dave, you found the cellar. I was hoping that you got here ahead of me.
Take your hands off me!
No, not this time, Frieda Rocker. Dave, you all right?
Sure, Mr. Chameleon. Take it easy, Jonas. You're not hurt much. Just clipped your hand.
You tried to kill me.
Been wise to you, Jonas, for a long time. Ever since I got that telephone call and realized the description of the panhandler fitted you. Miriam had courage when she telephoned, even though she did try to disguise her voice.
Miriam! Why that dirty double-crossing?
You're through terrorizing that girl. Finished with your careers of death. You know my motto, don't you? The innocent must be protected, the guilty punished. And that is what's going to happen. Okay, Dave. Police headquarters. That is the final stop for Frieda and Jonas Rocker. The end of the line.
And with these words, Mr. Chameleon concludes tonight's murder case. Here's how to relieve a common early morning headache quickly. Instantly you get up, take two Bayer aspirin tablets with water, and chances are, by the time you finish dressing, your headache is gone. Bayer aspirin tablets work quickly because they start to disintegrate within 2 seconds after you take them. You can see this amazing 2-second disintegrating action with your own eyes by dropping a Bayer aspirin tablet in a glass of water. What it does in the water, it does in your stomach. And because it's ready to go to work almost at once, you get really fast relief. In addition, you get dependable relief. Of all pain relievers, none can match Bayer aspirin's record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect. So be sure to buy Bayer aspirin. Get the 100-tablet bottle and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. Listen next Wednesday night at this same time for Mr. Chameleon, the man of many faces, in The Picture on the Wall, Murder Case. The part of Mr. Chameleon is played by Carl Swenson, with dialogue by Mary Cummings, from the original story by Frank and Ann Hummert. Music directed by Victor Arden. Your announcer is Howard Klaney.
Now, at last, you can get an utterly new, radically different, incredibly better toothpaste. It's revolutionary new Lion's toothpaste. And it's better because thousands of laboratory tests on scores of individual teeth show that it actually gets teeth brighter, 2.5 to 5.5 times brighter than any of the 5 leading brands. Brighter by far than any other toothpaste. New Lion's toothpaste does this because it's a new kind of toothpaste with a formula that's completely new, radically different. A toothpaste that cleans without soap, polishes without chalk. Try it by Lion's Toothpaste.
Listen for Mr. Chameleon in The Picture on the Wall Murder Case next Wednesday night at this time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Welcome back. Mr. Chameleon's British accent was so effective, she just had to ask if he'd be wanting tea. I personally been worried, if I was the Hummerts, that he was trying a backdoor audition for getting cast as a Nigel Bruce-esque Dr. Watson. Also, the mention of the motto happened after the arrest, which I think is setting the stage for its appearance. Originally, it was supposed to be a way to intimidate the potential guilty parties. Not only is Mr. Chameleon part of one of the largest and best-financed police agencies in the world, and having a reputation of widespread fame as one of the finest detectives on that force, what you really need to look out for is he's got a sign over his desk. Saying it after the arrest really does feel obligatory. And I guess in-universe, maybe when the series started, the sign was kind of new and impressive to him. Now it's getting to be like one of those inspirational posters you put up in 2022, and it's just becoming part of the background. Well, listener, your comments and feedback, and we start out with a comment from Instagram and R. Doom regarding the case of the bewildering body on the Bowery. Ridiculously enjoyable episode. And I would agree on that one. On YouTube, A. Ash says, the host, Adam, has a fabulous voice. Thank you very much. And then we have some comments on our listener survey. And Don writes, a great channel, great content from Temple, Texas. And a listener from Athens, Georgia writes, really enjoying the content and the host. Good information about each episode is really interesting. Well, thank you so much. And now it's time to thank our Patreon supporter of the day. And I want to go ahead and thank Lauren. Lauren has been one of our Patreon supporters since September 2021. Currently supporting the podcast at the Master Detective level of $15 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Lauren. And that will do it for today. If you're enjoying the podcast, please follow us using your favorite podcast software. And be sure to rate and review the podcast wherever you download it from. We will be back next Thursday with another episode of Mr. Chameleon. But join us back here tomorrow for the continuation of this week's Yours Truly Johnny Dollar serial, where...
Real nice, Pops.
Thank you, Mr. Dodd. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Johnny, I thought you said he was...
Yes, he recognized my voice.
You still messing around with that mean one, Daddy?
Freddy Quintana? Afraid I have to, Pops. I'm not enjoying it particularly.
Well, you stick to the good ones, Daddy. Don't mess with the bad ones.
gossiping about me, Pops?
Oh, Quintana.
Why don't you keep your face in that horn and out of other people's business?
Take it easy, Quintana.
That's all right, Mr. Dollar. I'll still be blowing away this here horn long after some folks quit breathing.
Yeah, sure. Who's the dame, Dollar?
Don't worry about it, Freddy. Let's just say she's with me.
Okay. Don't be so touchy.
I hope you'll be with us then. In the meantime, do send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and check us out on Instagram, instagram.com/greatdetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.